Hello dude buddies, you are listening to CITR, it's like the most badass radio station there is, so don't touch that dial.
Good evening and welcome to a brief edition or a, I was going to say brevet. We've been shortened a little bit thanks to the AMS elections debates. So if you were listening, hope you enjoyed those. And a reminder, AMS elections are taking place January 21st through 25th and apparently they have easy online voting for you kids. Boy, I wish they had that back in the day. More information about the elections, ams.ubc.ca. Keep your eye on citr.ca, the podcast page. Yes, the podcast server is back up. Thanks so much to our technical department for that. So podcasts are back up, including you will be able to hear a podcast of those election debates and interviews. Student politics, fascinating. In any case, I'm Val, Vancouver Val, VC in BC, here with another edition of Folk Oasis. Tonight, an hour and a half of Kumbaya Free Folk, and I do have some live music for you. I'm looking forward to this very much. Adam Hill is going to be live in the studio with me in a few minutes for about a half hour set. He's brought his guitar with him. And should be fun chatting with him. He is also, as it happens, a student here on campus. So there you go. Now, yes, I did mention the podcasts are back up. I'm sure some of you are happy about that. I guess I'll give out my email address in case you want to ping me during the show, after the show. In particular, if you have any gig announcements, folkoasis@gmail.com. So, hey, there's a few birthdays this week that merit a nod or a tip of the Folk Oasis toque. And that first one would be Mr. Alan Toussaint, one of the kingpins of New Orleans music. And if you can believe it, he is already 75 years old. He turned 75 on January the 14th. He's an amazing fellow. Written a lot of great songs. Put this album out, The Bright Mississippi, a few years ago. So let's start Folk Oasis with some Alan Toussaint. Welcome. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey/Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sure. So, there you go. That looks good. Yeah, we're doing our little sound check, air quotes on the fly here. So welcome to Folk Oasis. And if you are just tuning in, welcome. We were preempted, and the show before me, of course, preempted by the AMS elections debate, the great debate. Riveting. I actually did listen to a bit of it. It was kind of interesting. So if you missed it, podcast is going to be up pretty soon, I think. So what you just heard is a little tune by the Gear Daddies called I Want to Drive the Zamboni. And hey, the Gear Daddies are originally from Austin, Minnesota. I don't think they're active these days, but some of you might recognize that song. It appeared on the soundtracks for D2, The Mighty Ducks, and Mystery Alaska. And, of course, why I played that is because 112 years ago today, Mr. Frank Zamboni was born in Eureka, Utah, a small town south of Salt Lake City. And most of you, if you own a computer and you looked at Google today, you probably saw the doodle. It's pretty nifty. So I thought I'd bring that to your attention in case you haven't signed on yet today. You still have a few hours left. I fooled around on it last night when I found out it was on the Australian Google. So I'm Zambonied out. But what an invention. There you go. And before that, Mr. Alan Toussaint, who turned 75 years old on January 14th. And that song came from fine album that was released a couple years ago, and that great guitar playing was by Mark Ribot. Now it's about 15 minutes before 9 p.m. here on CITR. And live here in the studio, I have Mr. Adam Hill. Welcome to Folk Oasis.
Hey, thanks, Val. It's great to be here.
And how are you this fine evening?
Well, I'm fabulous.
You're fabulous? Good. Cold? Warm? How's the
I'm warming up now. It's pretty chilly outside, but it's really toasty in these studios.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. It is very toasty, actually.
So toasty. I think I'm going to roll up my sleeves.
Man. Ooh, there you go.
It's almost work here.
Almost tropical. So Adam, I understand you're not from these parts originally. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I like to think of myself from these parts these days, but no, I didn't grow up here.
Got it.
I actually just moved to Vancouver a little short of 2 years ago.
Mm.
And I've been living in roughly these parts for the last 10 years. I was in Washington and Oregon since, about the turn of the millennium.
Right.
But I grew up in Ohio.
Wow. The great Midwest.
The great Midwest.
Industrial Midwest. What's Ohio?
Industrial, totally. I think a lot of people think of the agricultural Midwest when they think Midwest, but I grew up in northern Ohio, which is indeed the industrial Midwest, right up on the lake.
Okay.
And lots of steel mills and salt mines, stuff like that.
Wow. And you've been here in the Northwest, as you pointed out, for some time now. And I think we were talking also about how you've spent a little time in Carolina.
Yeah, my family's down in Carolina now. And so I've got this place in my heart for Northern Ohio, but I never, ever go back there because any time I travel back to the eastern United States, I'm going down to Carolina. Although maybe in the cards somewhere is a trip to Ohio one of these days.
Right.
Yeah.
So were you, did you go to North Carolina this Christmas?
I did. It was great. Got out of the air quotes cold of Vancouver and, got some warm weather.
Great. And, didn't get sick on the plane on the way back. Very happy for you.
Yeah, me too. I've been fighting it so far.
Yes, there you go. Thank you. And add mine as well. I'm sure not all of our listeners are in the same boat. But in any case, so Adam, you very kindly sent me this wonderful CD a couple months ago, I guess, already.
Yeah. It came out. I've been working on it for, too long. But I just put it out, released it the end of last year, around the end of the summer, early of the fall.
Right. And it's a singer-songwriter album, but I understand you're doing a grad degree here at UBC?
I am. I kind of keep that hush-hush on the folk music circuit. But
the secret double life.
Between the couple hundred thousand people listening right now and you and me, we'll keep that our little secret.
Got it. So it's kind of interesting, actually. Do you find it? It really is quite separate. Your sort of your folk life and your quote unquote. Got to stop saying that. Your serious music or your UBC music school.
You know, it's getting less and less disconnected. I think the further I get into my life, or my artistic life, mm-hmm. which is. You know, more and more I'm finding opportunities to meld all of my different influences together. And, you know, on this last record, a big part of it was using some electronic music techniques. And, you know, some of that comes from the world of serious music, but a lot of it also comes from the world of, like, dance clubs and hip-hop.
Sure.
So there's lots of samples on this record and a lot of electronic manipulation of sounds. But you know, true to my own artistic experience, a lot of the samples that I use are music that's influenced me in various ways, whether that's, you know, old time country music or classical symphonies. So, I mean, all that stuff shows up on the record.
Yeah. And it truly does. That's very interesting. We'll definitely have to listen to at least one track off the album to demonstrate that, because I don't think you brought a sampler or a laptop or anything.
No, I totally thought about bringing a laptop, and I didn't. And I perform with a laptop sometimes.
Right, I'm sure. But you do have your guitar, so in fine Folk Oasis fashion, we'll start with a little introduction of your guitar.
Sure.
What you're sort of what you're playing, what model, any stories, is it, does it have a name, and so on.
No name to this guitar, and I think that this guitar is really cool and really old, but you know, I just don't know. It's a no name. In fact, it's got two holes where the name used to be, but apparently someone has taken the name off. And I think what it is, for the folks out in Radioland, it's a black archtop guitar. It's kind of smaller than a lot of jazz guitars.
Yeah.
And it's got F holes and like a kind of a brownish, really pretty pick guard.
Yeah.
But it's also got a bunch of random holes drilled into it for some reason, and no nameplate, and a kind of odd mismatched set of tuners.
Yes.
And I picked this up at a used shop down in Portland about 5 or 6 years ago, which for what I thought was a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And as far as I can tell, I'm not an old instrument buff by any means, but from what I can tell from talking to people who are, it's probably not a Gibson, but it is maybe a half Gibson. In that Gibson back in the day, you know, in the 20s, 30s, made a lot of different guitars in their factory under different names. Right. Kalamazoo was one of the big ones that they made, and so it very well may be one of those guitars. It's probably pretty old. It's got a Gibson number on the inside.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
But who knows?
All right. Well, would you care to grace us with a song?
I'd love to. I think it sounds great. So I'll play a tune that's on this record, and it's an old Delta blues-style song called He Calls That Religion. It's an old Mississippi Sheiks song. Well, the preacher used to preach just to try to save a soul, and I does preaching by jelly roll, and he calls that religion. Calls that religion. Oh, he calls that religion. But I know that he's going to hell when he dies. And the preacher always was a mighty true man. Then he started to preach a sermon that don't understand. He calls that religion. Yes, he calls that religion. Oh, he calls that religion. But I know that he's going to hell when he dies. All fussing, fighting all over the land. And he calls that religion. Yes, he calls that religion. Oh, he calls that religion. But I know that he's going to hell when he dies. There and people stopped going to the church, cause they knew that the preacher was trying to do too much. And he called that religion. Oh, he called that religion. All that religion, but I know he's going to hell when he dies. Hell when he dies.
about that religion, but I know there's gonna hell when he dies. Oh, we called that religion, but I know there's gonna hell when he dies.
All right, very nice.
Thank you.
And that was Adam Hill live here in the studios of CITR with the Mississippi Sheiks song. He calls that religion. I did not realize it was the Mississippi Sheiks song.
Yeah.
How did you come to discover that group? Because they're sort of still sort of kind of bubbling under a lot of people's radar.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was a young picker, I got into a lot of kind of roots music by way of old blues music, and interestingly enough, before that I got into old blues music by the way of like British rock blues bands.
Ah, okay.
And so Sitting on Top of the World is one of the Mississippi Sheiks' big tunes, and once I found that out, I got turned into that corner of figuring out, and they have so many amazing songs.
Yes, they certainly do. It's very true. Speaking of musical influences and such, what is your musical history like? Were you one of these kids that was playing a lot of different things when you were young, or did you sort of start off with one instrument and branch off? What was the path?
I've played a lot of instruments in my day, for sure. And to this day, I probably consider myself a multi-instrumentalist more than anything. But, you know, my first instrument, believe it or not, was the trumpet.
I do believe it, actually.
Yeah, for sure. Because
in band or something? High school band?
Yeah, exactly. In like grade 5 or something.
Okay, guess what I played?
Clarinet.
Yes.
Yes.
See?
Really? Oh, I love the clarinet. I wish I had played the clarinet.
Isn't it funny how you can sort of get a sense if you played in high school band. I can always usually pick out, for instance, the trombone player a mile away.
Just something
about them.
Yeah.
Trumpet, there you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can. Yeah, it was just, yeah, you can pick out people's personalities.
That's funny.
So I grew up playing the trumpet, and the trumpet actually makes appearances in my music here and there, but very slight these days. I still own a trumpet, but it takes a lot of work to play that thing.
Yeah. How about writing music? Now, are you doing what sort of a music, if I may ask? What sort of a music degree are you doing here?
It's in composition.
Composition.
I'm a composer with one of those capital C's.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Now, when did you start doing that, as opposed or in conjunction with your songwriting?
You know, I've been writing songs since I was a teenager. I taught myself how to play guitar when I was a teenager, and during the course of going to university, I, up on a whim with a high school friend of mine, decided to throw things aside for a little while and move to Tennessee. And that's where I started writing songs, was while I lived down there. I had played a lot of songs, especially in this vein of roots music before that, but I hadn't written my own songs before then. And eventually I did go back to university and I studied music there. And an interesting thing about why I started writing music in the university, studying composition, was because I was a bass player. And I was playing a lot of jazz at the time, except the university I was at didn't offer a course of study in jazz. So I decided that the closest thing to studying jazz was studying composition.
Right.
Because I likened improvisation towards composition.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Now, and here you are now in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah, who would have thought?
There you go. Well, another thing I know that I'm interested in, I always ask this when I meet Americans, I guess, can we call you an expat American living here in Canada? Sort of, you know, some general impressions of our country and, you know, do you like it? What do you miss about America, if anything?
I love living in Canada, personally. I think that, you know, socially and politically, we've got a lot of fabulous things going on here. Not that we don't have any problems, but from an American point of view, I see things very positively.
With what's going on, do you still follow American politics fairly closely, or do you try to? Are you happy to be removed from it somewhat?
No, I actually do follow it. I mean, it's hard to not follow it. You know, all my family still lives in the States, and I have many, many friends down south of the border as well. But, you know, I am kind of a political junkie in that, when the presidential debates, for example, come around, you know, I'm glued to my internet just like watching the whole thing. Because, you know, I think that democracy and, like, you know, voting rights, for example, are like pretty valuable to me. So, you know, I mean, I still hold those pretty dear. Yeah. And so I value that as being an American not living in the United States. Just the ability to still cast my ballot in that country.
Right.
For sure.
And has it in some ways sort of made you appreciate being an American, sort of when you're removed from it and then go back, or I'm putting you on the spot.
Interesting. That kind of segues, I guess that segues into, do I miss something about living in the States? You know, I was just in North Carolina, and my brother-in-law, who was born and raised in the Appalachians down there, he loves to take any visitors who come out to visit out to sample the local barbecue.
I mean,
gosh, man.
There you go.
The barbecue in the South is out of this world. So
I completely agree with you.
I haven't come across anything like that in Vancouver yet.
I know. We have some that they're getting close, and goodness knows they try, but yeah, I am completely with you on that front. Barbecue, especially Carolina. So are you a mustard, a vinegar, ketchup? What's your poison?
You know, I think it may be family influence, but I am East Carolina barbecue, vinegar, and vinegar hot sauce. Yeah,
nice, very good. I have tried a little bit of that at the source, and I kind of lean towards that myself. A little mustard. I do like the mustard.
Mustard's not bad.
And we could have
I'll give you that.
I'm sure people will have a debate. People have had debates about this very subject. But you know, we should be talking about your album, actually, for sure. And of course, remind everybody that you've got a website, adamhillmusic.com.
That's right.
Where you can listen to some tracks, learn more about you, and also see where you're playing. Because you do singer-songwriter gigs around the city. And what's your next one coming up?
My next one coming up is at the NOM in Kitsilano. And that's coming up the beginning of next month.
Okay.
February 9th, I believe.
February 9th. Great.
That may or may not be right. It's a Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take a look at your website.
Yeah.
And check that. How do you, you know, any sort of general comments or about our music scene here and what it's been like sort of trying to get a foothold?
You know, I've played at a number of venues in Vancouver that I really enjoy playing at. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Railway Club I really like playing at, and Café du Soleil I really enjoy playing at. The NOM is a fabulous restaurant for live music. You know, I lived in Portland, Oregon for several years, and that was the last big city I lived in before moving up to Vancouver. And I find that Vancouver has fewer music venues.
Mm-hmm. Portland.
And so that's something I'm trying to adjust to.
Yeah, Portland, quite renowned for its scene currently, especially its sort of old-timey music scene.
Yeah, Portland has a great old-timey scene.
Yeah,
it really does. It really has a fabulous old-timey scene. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, again, you're right about the venues, and we keep losing good ones. And
I know. I've been reading so much about the Waldorf in the last week, and, you know, that's right in my neighborhood, and it seems like a real kick in.
Yeah.
wherever you get kicked, where it hurts, you know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, do you think we should listen to something from your album now? That might be,
sure,
not be a bad idea. Give you a little bit of a break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking, and so pick a song. I've got it queued up here.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, we were talking a lot about sampling and some of those influences of classical music, and one of the tunes on there that uses a lot of that is French Films.
Oh, yes.
It has a number of symphonic samples, and as well as symphonic samples, it's got quite a few found sound samples, some things that I just went out and took my digital recorder and just pressed record on.
That's excellent. Yeah, the symphonic samples, and some of them, a lot of you folks will, I'm sure, recognize. They're quite famous ones.
Some of them are, yeah.
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 Yeah. Excellent. So anything else you want to tell us about the song itself, French Films?
The thing about the tune of French Films is exactly what you'll find out in the chorus is it's not about French Films at all.
True. Okay, so from Adam Hill's brand new album, Two Hands, Tulips. Is that okay to put that comma in? Two Hands, Tulips.
Sure. It kind of reminds me of the old campy kind of piano player who would articulate all of his punctuation. I forget who that is. But.
Two Hands, Tulips. Anyway, that's the name of the album, and this is the song French Films.
Foxglove heather, the weather's got the petals frozen. New tricks chosen, but not unfolding. Clamped and choked and tied up, tethered, the weather's got me acting olden. And French Films make me miss you, but it's not 'cause you like French Films, it's just because I'm up all night. And these words won't make me misty, because salt can't change our hindsight, it's just the wind. It's all right. Got me acting wasted. French Films make me miss you, but it's not 'cause you like French Films, it's just because I'm up all night. These wigs won't make me misty, with their salty spray of hindsight, it's on the wind. Fall. Half the parts I tried to play, half the words I've had to say. And it wasn't freedom that I realized what kept me stumbling at the start. The tethers tied knots, you see, the weather got me got. And so French Films make me miss you, but it's not 'cause you like French Films, it's just because I'm up all night. And these waves won't make me misty, because salt can't change our hindsight.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And we're back. You are listening to Folk Oasis on CITR 101.9 FM. And we did get a little bit of a late start. So if you tuned in at 8 and there was no one here, well, you heard the elections. And the good news is our podcast server, Ça Marche Encore, it's back up and you can listen to new and old podcasts. This show will be available for podcasts later this evening. And hopefully most of the archived stuff is working. If it's not, please do let us know if you find any blank files or otherwise have any problems. CITR.ca and iTunes. And I've got Adam Hill live here in the CITR studios. And I do see that is indeed February the 9th, 2013. Lucky 13, as you believe said to me in an email.
I think it's going to be a lucky one. Yeah,
you feel it.
I got a good feeling. Yeah.
Good. So I see. This isn't related to this album, but I do see that you're playing at Chan Center, which is on campus here at UBC. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
People are intrigued by the other side
of Adam Hill.
Yeah. It's a piece I was commissioned to write by the Chan Center.
Wow.
The Chan Center has been commissioning a series of pieces as introductory sort of fanfares, for their concert series. And this particular concert is Pablo Ziegler, who is a amazing piano player, tango player, I think, Argentinian, I believe, and he originally played in Astor Piazzolla's band.
Wow.
And so he's going to be performing at the Chan Center on that date in February.
February 16th.
The 16th.
Yes.
And this particular concert series he's doing is with the really, really fabulous violinist Regina Carter. Mm-hmm. Which is a really cool melding of kind of South American old jazz and New York jazz. So it should be really cool. And I was commissioned to write a fanfare to kind of open the concert. And it'll be performed twice, once at the very beginning and once during intermission, I believe.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. That must be quite exciting.
Yeah, it should be really fun. It was kind of, it's for trombone quartet. So if you've ever had the hankering to listen to four trombones play a very, very short tango, I mean, this is your chance, right?
Right on. So AdamHillMusic.com for all things Adam Hill music related.
That's right.
Yes, under events, and I do see you've got a YouTube link, Facebook, all that other good stuff.
Yeah, there's so all sorts of links to all sorts of places all over the internet.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, you know, one thing I did want to chat briefly about was this is your, is it third or fourth singer-songwriter album?
This is my third album.
Okay.
My third.
Number three. And you've toured, from the looks of it, looking at your one-sheet press release here. New timey folk music.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good good sum.
Yeah, I think of my music as a new timey, partially because I really love old timey music, and mm-hmm. I've got a lot of history playing old timey music with people. But at some point, I have to make songs relate to my own life, and I live in a real modern world.
Sure.
And the other side of the coin is that a lot of those tunes come about by the fact that I've learned a song in some context, and then I'm traveling or away from whoever taught me the tune, and I can't remember for the life of me how it goes, so I just make it up.
Which is
how traditional music became traditional.
Yes.
So I see that as a natural extension of old-timey music in a lot of ways.
So you played a lot of different music festivals all over North America, literally. From I'm just picking a few that sort of I've heard of. South by Southwest, the Sisters Jazz Festival. That one's still going. It's near near Portland, isn't it?
Yeah, down southeast of Portland.
Yeah. If you haven't heard of, you've played at the Great American Music Hall.
I have.
One of my favorite venues in San Francisco.
It's a beautiful hall, and it sounds really fantastic.
Oh, I know. It's so nice. Are you hoping to do sort of more festivals with this album?
I'm kind of grounded in Vancouver right now, and I have been for the last year or so, and I probably will be for the next month or two or three. And after many, many years of traveling a lot, it's been really fabulous to kind of build a stationary home here for a little while.
Right.
But yeah, I'm looking to start getting out and exploring a lot of places in Canada that I've never really visited, and I'm looking forward to doing that this summer and in the next year or so.
Did you get a chance last summer to see any festivals here in Canada, or were you sort of still?
A little bit. I got a chance to, as a spectator, go down to Vancouver Folk Music Festival
here at
which
Jericho.
Was
isn't
awesome.
That great?
It's a great festival. I've been there a couple times, and I was really fortunate. I played out at the Campbell Bay Music Festival on Main Island last year.
Oh, okay.
With a band I play with in town, and that was really, really fun.
I heard a little bit about that one. So there's so many little festivals out there that are really worth digging up, aren't there?
Yeah. I was really, really impressed by so many great BC musicians there, and musicians from all over Canada, actually.
Yeah.
It was really fabulous.
Well, wonderful. Well, hey, welcome to Canada. You're probably almost one of us. I don't know what exactly the criteria is when sort of we cross over. Can you say A, or have you got any sort of great Canadian expressions? Do you play hockey?
I don't play hockey. My mother never let me when I was a kid growing up, which was always a point of contention because my cousin totally played hockey.
There you go.
There's some jealousy going on there.
There
for
you
sure.
Go.
But I'm really looking forward to getting out on some skates before the end of the winter for sure.
Good for you. That'll help your Canadian street cred, I think, considerably.
I hope so.
Well done. So I think we've got time for one more live song here. You've got one for us?
Sure, you bet. Speaking of new timey music, this is a tune. It's not on this record. It's on my last record, Them Dirty Roads. And it's exactly an instance of that kind of thing where I was taught this old traditional tune, and I ended up in a place where I didn't remember how it went, so I decided to write my own version. So this is my version of the old timey fiddle tune, Angeline the Baker. Sunny soup sprouted poppies from her head. Angeline the baker, eating you all day. But when she brought out the rolling pin, you wished you got away. Angeline, Angeline. Oh, Angeline, Angeline. Sweating all
was all done and she'd had her fun. You know that song's wrong. Angeline Baker, you knew all day. When she brought out the rolling pin, you wished you got away. Angeline, Angeline. Oh, Angeline, Angeline. Should have married Angeline about 7 years ago. When my bird's feathers and the boat I'm on is fast, I'm thinking of the times with Angeline smiling at the past. Angeline, Angeline. Oh, Angeline.
Angeline the Baker, is that right? Is it Angeline or Evangeline? Yeah. Angeline.
Angeline. I've heard Angeline. Some people call it Angelina Baker.
Angelina.
But, you know, that's there a good traditional tune. It's got many titles.
Excellent. And you've been listening to, excuse me, Adam Hill live here in the studio at CITR. And next local appearance looks like it's February the 6th at the NAM.
At the NAM.
Over on 4th Avenue.
4th and McDonald, yeah.
4th and McDonald, exactly. Sounds great, and you can read up all about them at adamhillmusic.com. And thanks so much for dropping by.
Hey, really thanks enjoyed, so much for having me, Val. It's
yeah,
been
enjoyed
a
meeting
pleasure.
You. It was great. And good luck with this album. It's really, really wonderful. And, yeah, you've done a great job with it.
Thank you.
So I think to close out while you're packing up here, I'm going to put on track number 2, These Vignettes. Anything you'd like to tell us about that one? By way of intro?
Sure. I mean, this is a great example of metaphorical songwriting by happen chance. This tune gets its place very literally. I was ending a tour in Boise, Idaho years back, and it was the last show on the tour. We were heading home the next day, and me and my bandmates, we decided to stay up late and celebrate, and my friend who we were staying with, of course, had some small children, so we weren't hanging out in the house. We decided to go for a walk, mm-hmm. and outside of Northeast Boise, there are these beautiful rising hills all over the skyline, and several of them have big, enormous lit-up crosses on them.
Yeah,
And we found a trail through the sagebrush, and we said, well, we'll head this direction. Let's walk towards that cross.
Right.
And we headed that direction, and, you know, 2-3 hours later, we were nowhere nearer the cross than we had been when we started, and we decided that if we were going to get any sleep at all, we had better turn back. But I found a real metaphorical sentiment in walking towards a cross, but not getting there.
There you go.
And that comes out in this song.
And from Two Hands, Two Lips, this is Adam Hill. All right.
He had a heart like a thimbleberry. She had a heart like a rose. He had an art that he nimbly carried. She played the part of
bars to bar stools and bright stars from porch stoops. They were superimposed from the start, velvety, sticky, and tart. And they were walking towards the cross, but they didn't get there. And they were lost before they saw themselves in these vignettes. Who guessed their rest would be purloined, their best and worst rejoined, their cards and dice and coins already tossed when they were walking towards the cross. And it sometimes takes thorns to be sweet. Thimbleberries. She made a wish without a sound that he'd thank her for the things she buried. Without a word he let her down. And from postcards to pancakes and pink slips with handshakes, they would fake it clear up to the end. A seedy and syrup-stained pan. Walking towards the cross, but they didn't get there. And they were lost before they saw themselves in these vignettes. Who'd guessed their rest would be purloined, their best and worst rejoined, their cards and dice and coins already tossed when they were walking towards the cross. Sometimes it takes thorns to be sweet. And sometimes explanations hide deceit. Sometimes leaves wither with the heat of early August, but an autumn gust of wind can spread seeds out to sprout again. They were walking towards a cross, but they didn't get there. And they were lost before they saw themselves in these vignettes. Who'd have guessed their rest would be purloined, their best and worst rejoined, their cards and dice and coins already tossed when they were walking towards a cross. They were walking towards a cross, but they didn't get there.
Welcome to Folk Oasis, a vuvuzela-free zone.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Turn on my microphone, that might help. So I've got some music from Mali going on in the background here. If you've been following the news at all this week, it's been quite sad news coming out of Mali. A lot of unrest, and looks like it's time to bring in the big guns from other countries and all that. So while I do a little bit of a concert calendar, I will keep it quite quick this evening. We'll have some. What have I got here? Ali Farka Touré and Toumani Diabaté playing. They're so wonderful. And thanks again so much to Adam Hill for coming by and playing for us and having a chat. It was really great. And do please look at his website, adamhillmusic.com. And this is the time of the show when I also usually do a little programming update. So I do have a few things to tell you. First of all, I can tell you that at 10 o'clock we have, of course, Sexy in Van City. And Caroline's guest this evening will be Sherry Winston, author of books
Women's Anatomy of Arousal and Owning Your Sexuality for 2013 and Happily Ever After. So do stay tuned for that at 10 p.m. And, you know, we've got 24 hours of radio art coming up officially at midnight. And going right through tomorrow until midnight. So CITR.ca for the schedule. And I believe good old DJ Goulash, a.k.a. Andy Hunter, is going to be starting things off. And he may, I've been told, sneak in early. Because we shan't, I'm afraid, have Hans von Kloss on tonight. He will be back next week. Okay, I promised you a little concert calendar, and concert calendar you shall have. Again, folkoasis@gmail.com if you have gigs that you'd like to plug. And I think I'll start with the ones that people sent me links to. And specifically, I got a very nice link from Elio Day about something that's being presented as part of the PUSH International Performing Arts Festival. And this is a play from the National Theatre of Scotland. I noticed that one of their supporters for their tour, sponsors, is, besides the Scottish government, a single malt Scotch whiskey company. I will not name it. It's not one I've heard of, actually. But the National Theatre of Scotland. So they're doing this this wonderful little anarchic theatre and live music in East Vancouver's own Wise Hall. The perfect winter warmer beast swept along in on Prudentia's enchanting, dreamlike journey of self-discovery filled with magical moments, devilish encounters, and wittily wild karaoke. So this is called The Strange Undoing of Prudentia Hart. And so check all this out on the PUSH Festival website. Speaking of, on January 19th, at the PUSH, part of the PUSH Festival at Club PUSH at Performance Works on Granville Island, you can see Harold Nick's Proud Animal and Twin River. And of course, pushfestival.ca. It's running from January 15th, so that means it just started yesterday, right through until February, I believe, the 3rd. Brent Wildeman asked me to give this a mention. You may recall he was in here a couple of months ago doing a live session. January 18th, he's going to be up in Roberts Creek at the Legion with Lalo? Yes, Lalo, Breathing Fire, Anagram Duo, and Robin and Friends. And on January the 25th, he will be at the Prop House Cafe on that's on Venables near Commercial, with the Great Lonely Wild, who are doing a CD release party, apparently, that night. There you go. So that's Brent Wildeman at the Prop House. There is a house concert coming up. Where is it? This weekend, Saturday, January the 19th, is happening in East Vancouver. I won't give you the exact address, but it's a block north of First Avenue and a half block east of Victoria Drive. I can forward you the info for that, but let me tell you who's playing. It's Michael Friedman, who is an amazing acoustic guitar player. He hasn't done an intimate acoustic house concert for a while, and he will be playing with his friend Mark James Fortin. So there you go, an intimate acoustic house concert Saturday, January the 19th. Seating is limited, so please email me, folkoasis@gmail.com, and I can forward you that email with all the info. Prop House Cafe. I won't click on it, but prophousecafe.com. They are doing a lot more live music these days. So, you know, with, as we know, the high-profile loss of the Waldorf Hotel, here's your chance to, well, don't take the smaller venues for granted, I guess is what I'm trying to spit out here. We've talked about the PUSH Festival and the Rhizome Cafe. Let's just quickly mention that there is a quarterly reading series showcase coming up next Thursday, January the 24th, showcasing emerging and established queer writers from Vancouver and the Coast Salish territories. It's free, donations welcome. cozy, safe space affair that celebrates the complexity of queer worlds and words. So that's up at the Rhizome Cafe on East Broadway. Don't forget the our tax dollars at work. The CBC 2013 Took sessions are about to get underway. You'll want to look at the cbc.ca website for that. They're all free, but you do have to reserve ahead. January 24th looks very interesting. It's Biff Naked with members of Delhi to Dublin. So expect some multi-culti interesting stuff happening there. Okay, so a reminder that, of course, there is acoustic music every Thursday and Friday at Trees Coffee House. 450 Granville. Tomorrow is Janet Love Morrison, Kellen Barnes, and Haji Basim. Friday night, you can see Stephen McCrory, Swing to Beat, and Ed Sadler. That's 8 p.m. precisely. And Railway Cloud, we do need to at least give them a mention. What's on there tonight for their midweek crisis, as they call it? You can see tonight, Payday Millionaire, Enemy Feathers, and Confessions of Owls. Okay, Heavy Rock. No, we just want to get to the rootsy stuff tonight. Here we go. Sunday, you can see High Society, The Wicked, and Real Ponchos. Modelo's Monday. That happens once a month at the Railway. And this Monday, it's going to feature Corey Hawthorne. Modelo's Monday, every third Monday of the month. There you go. So that's what's happening at the Railway. And let's just do maybe, one more here, which will be the Rogue Folk Club. We do have a show. They're back from their little holidays. Jocelyn Pettit Band. She is a young fiddler from British Columbia. And she's playing with a band called The Thereafter. And that's this Friday, January 18th at St. James Hall, 3214 West 10th Avenue in Kits. And you know what I'm going to do for you right now is play you some Jocelyn Pettit. So we'll wrap up tonight's concert calendar with that. And as soon as I get into the right file here, I can play you some Jocelyn Pettit. Ah, here we go. She did release this album a couple of years ago, Jocelyn Pettit. And how about I play you a little something called Late for the Feast? You're listening to Folk Oasis on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was literally just a sample of her work, but that's Jocelyn Pettit, and again, she'll be at the Rogue Folk Club this Friday night. What I will do is I did want to play you some music from Mali, a couple of tunes. So I will play you, let me grab it here, some Amadou and Mariam. But before that, let me play you a tune from this Toumani Diabaté and Ali Farka Touré album, which is called simply Ali and Toumani. It came out on Nonesuch Records a couple of years ago. And this album is basically, excuse me, it's Ali Farka Touré's take on Cuban salsa. And the title, Sabu Yerkoi, apparently means thanks to God. And the lyrics, celebrate Mali's independence. And this is the only time that Ali recorded this piece. And they added some backing vocals and congas. And it quotes a verse that ends, as we have all that belongs to us, so we are proud and we are well. And in actual fact, it's probably not the case right now. So we are thinking of folks over in Mali. But here is Ali Farka Touré and Toumani Diabaté.
l'hypocrisie dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Démagogie dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. La dictature dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Du bonheur, du bonheur. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Les dictateurs dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Du respect, du respect. Dans la politique, ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Les dictateurs dans la politique, ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas.
I'm John K. Sampson, and you're listening to CITR 101.9.
In the year 1963, French artist Robert Filou chose January 17th as Art's birthday and pronounced Art 1 million years old.
On January 17th, CITR celebrates with 24 hours of radio art. That's 24 hours of the weird and the reckless in your earholes. Tune in to hear radio and sound art, noise and experimental music, and all the strangeness CITR programmers and the Vancouver community has to offer. Guest hosts and artists include Prophecy Sun, Patrick Sampler, Whip the UFO, sound artists Anna Fritz, Julie Gendron, and Emma Hendricks, Giorgio Magnanesi of Vancouver New Music, and more. For schedule updates on all our birthday madness, stay tuned to CITR and like us on Facebook. Happy 1,050th birthday, Art!
Yes, 24 hours of radio art. That's starting officially in just over 2 hours, right at midnight, but because there will be no Hans Kloss's Misery Hours this week. He didn't want to come in for just an hour. I understand that DJ Goulash might be coming in. You know, I don't know if you heard about this on the news today, but there was a Polish guy who had a meltdown, public one. So it made me, of course, think of our own Polish prince, Hans Klaus. So, Hans, this is for you.
Now,
how many times? And I tip my toque to Marion, who usually has his own little mini meltdown when he can't find a light bulb for his mood lighting. So there you go. That is, I hope I don't butcher the name too much, Jerzy Janowicz having a meltdown at the Australian Open. You can watch it for yourself on YouTube, of course. There you go. So that's a part of our little programming update. No Hans von Klaus's Misery Hours. He will be back next week, of course. But we will have, of course, Sexy in Van City coming up in just under 10 minutes with the lovely Caroline and her special guest. And let me call it up again because we're trying something new with her sending me a little update. Here we go. Her guest this evening will be Sherry Winston, author of Women's Anatomy of Arousal, and also the book, sounds like a new one, Owning Your Sexuality for 2013 and Happily Ever After. There you go. So, coming up at 10. So, I'm going to wrap up tonight's show, which was a little bit shorter, but the good news is, if you missed any of it, the podcast server is back up. Hurrah, hurrah. So I will test this and try to set the podcast up right after the show. So do please stay tuned. CITR.ca is where you can find podcasts for all our fine shows as well as on iTunes. Hey, but did you know that the famous poet Robert Service was born on this day? Well, indeed he was. Do I have the year? I do not. But you know, there's an interesting blog called the TCE blog. Apparently it's by the Canadian Encyclopedia. And this particular entry was written by Vancouver's own Gary Crystal, former artistic director of the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. One of the many hats he's worn over the years. I think he worked for Canada Council for a while. He wrote a very interesting entry about Robert Service and the whole mythology, in particular about the famous poem, The Cremation of Sam McGee. I don't know how many of you Canadians out there had to memorize that one during elementary school. I remember that I did, and I'm going to say either grade 5 or 6. And of course, I did then, as I do now, leave it to the last minute. So I remember just, if you can possibly cram, I crammed The Cremation of Sam McGee into my head in one night. Wow. And that's a long poem. In any case, you can go online and find all sorts of versions, spoken and musical, of this classic poem. There's even one by Johnny Cash, which I would play, but there's an even more interesting version, a musical version by Vancouver's own Kate Reid. So we're going to finish off with that one. Here's Kate Reid with her little tip of the toque to Robert Service. And so I'll bid you all good evening. And I'd like to thank you very much for listening. Do please keep in touch. Bonsoir et bonne nuit. You can get hold of me during the week, folkoasis@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter, @folkoasis. Next week, we'll be featuring a phone interview with guitarist and composer Ed Henderson. Good night, everybody. Coming up next on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Sexy in Van City.
Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the South to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell. Though he'd often say in his homely way that he'd sooner live in hell. And on a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. We'll talk of your cold through the parka's fold. It stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd closed, then the lashes froze, till sometimes we couldn't see. And it wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, and he turned to me and Cap says he, I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request. Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. And then he says with a sort of a moan, it's the cursed cold and it's got right hold till I'm chilled clean through to the bone. Yet it ain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that foul or fair you'll cremate my last remains. And there are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge. I cremated Sam McGee. Now a pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the streak of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. And he crouched on the sleigh and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee, poor Sam McGee. Now there wasn't a breath in that land of death, and I hurried horror-driven with a corpse half hid that I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh and it seemed to say, you may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true and it's up to you to cremate those last remains. Now a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were dumb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows. Oh God, how I loathed the thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow. And on I went, though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. And the trail was bad and I felt half mad, but I swore I would not give in. And I'd often sing to that hateful thing and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a trice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it and I thought of it and I looked at my frozen chum. Then here, said I with a sudden cry, is my crematorium. And there are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge. I cremated Sam McGee. Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying around, and I heaped the fuel higher. Well, the flames just soared and the furnace roared, such a blaze you seldom see. And I burrowed a hole in that glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee for Sam McGee. Well, then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why. And the greasy smoke and an inky glow sky. And I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out and they danced about, and there again I ventured near. While I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, I'll just take a little peep inside. Well, I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked, and then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile, you could see a mile, and he said, please close that door. Well, it's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and the storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm. And there are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LaBarge. I cremated Sam McGee. I cremated Sam McGee. Bye bye, oh Sam McGee.